brothers and sisters, one of the controversial issues when it comes to males and females, rights and regulations, gender roles within Islam, is the issue of what happens in the hereafter. And specifically, one thing that really upsets sisters, and we're going to try to explain in today's video, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, is the issue of Hur al-Ayn, the maidens from Jannah. In a hadith narrated by Mu'adh, which is reported by Imam Ahmad, and it also reported by Ibn Majah, and it is a good hadith, it's Hasan. It says, every time a woman hurts or annoys her husband in this life, a huri, a huriya, a wife from Jannah will say, do not hurt him, may Allah curse you, he is but an outsider in your house and will soon leave you for us. I understand the wording is tough. This is the best translation here. Allah knows best. But it is tough. Now, it's not about, oh, why is she cursing, this and that. Because annoying your husband is a big sin and a big mistake. Now, I know you can say, but my husband is this and is that and is bad and blah, blah, blah. Remember, the standard of what is a good man is the Sahaba. Were the Sahaba's perfect, radiallahu anhum, wa radwan? They were not perfect, but they were good. They had issues, family issues. Men were annoyed, women were annoyed. They had divorce, they had problems. Because sometimes the sisters, when they say, yeah, okay, I'll believe this hadith, or I will apply this hadith, or I will submit to my husband when he's going to be like this and like this and like this, give you 100 things that they want him to be like, which are impossible. You know, the concept of, for example, fairness and justice, when we talk about polygyny, right? A lot of women will say, well, I'll never accept this entire, because he cannot be fair and just. But see, the definitions of these terms of what the hadith say are done by the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ and the seerah and the sahaba and so on. All right, we have to understand that those are the ones who define these terms. So we cannot put our own definitions. That's why Islam is called submission. The faster we submit and understand and accept these things, the faster we can live, I would argue, better lives. Till then, we're going to always have it in the back of the mind. Why this? Why this hadith says this? I don't believe it's authentic. Then you start denying slowly many things, including sometimes ayat from the Quran. And sadly, people can be led astray. So let us understand this issue of Hur al-Ayn. And what is it? Why do men get it? Do women get it? What did the scholars say? Who are they? Who are they not? And what is the importance? First and foremost, what we understand here is the psychology of the man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala demarcates here the psychology of the man and the woman. The man is more open about his sexuality, about his desire, his attraction towards the opposite gender, while the female is a bit more withdrawn. Now, of course, 21st century could be the opposite. Subhanallah, things have changed. Fitra is corrupted in many, many women and many men. All right, but naturally, when we look at the Quran, the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses things, men are a bit more foregoing with regards to their desires, their sexuality. Women, doesn't mean they don't have it inside of them. They do, but they're not so forthcoming. They're not so talkative about these things. All right, that's the first thing that we learn. Second thing that we want to learn is that the situation of believing women in paradise, in Jannah, is better than the situation of Hur al-Ayn, okay? She'll be higher in status and more beautiful. You have to understand that. There are several hadith and reports that are narrated concerning this, but basically, none of them can be proven to be fully sound. But if a righteous woman from among the people of this world enters paradise, she will be rewarded for her righteous deeds. And basically, the scholars have said that she is basically a higher level than the hurs, okay, of paradise, right? That's exactly what, for example, Shaykh Uthaymeen says in his fatawa. So let's go now. Why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the question comes, why doesn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention for women, for example, that they would have something like that? Some scholars said that this is not for women, it's only for men. All right? However, some scholars have said that Allah will not describe these things because women by nature are shy. So it's not like, you know, wouldn't fit to talk about these things for women. All right? But Allah, then the scholars give the evidence of some of the ayat of the Quran. For example, Surah Al-Fussilat, verse 31 to 32. Therein you shall have all that your inner selves desire. Right? So again, Allah knows best, but throughout the Quran and Sunnah, it is very clear that the Hur al-Ayn are women, maidens of Jannah for men. What's the point for having these? Well, men have to fight their sexual urges much more. They're always outside, there's a lot of fitna, and their reward, Allah is giving them the glad tidings of the reward in paradise of the most beautiful women. If you think in this life you had there was beautiful women around, Allah gives you the glad tidings of more beautiful women in paradise without flaws that the women of this world would have. Also, a man might have had a very hard time with his wife and the women of this world, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rewarding him in the day of judgment in paradise with a woman who's not going to cause him trouble. I know, again, disclaimer, some women would say, man, you know, here we go again. It's always about men, always about men. I'm just reading what the hadith say. I'm just telling you what the scholars have said and what the ayat are saying. Don't get angry at me. I'm trying to help sisters understand Islamic submission. These ayat and these hadith are basically about this subject. So I'm not making it up, all right? So I've quoted Surah Fusilat and I've quoted the hadith of Imam Ahmed and the hadith mentioned Ibn Majah. So the description of Hur al-Ayn, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them and says that they will be fair females with wide, lovely eyes. Okay, and these descriptions are very, very physical in the Quran. All right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them like unto preserved pearls. Surah Al-Waqiyah, verse 22 and 23. And the Mufassirin have discussed on this. These are the ayat of the Quran that you are reading. These are the Mufassirin and the scholars that you respect. I'm just quoting what they are saying to help you understand a bit the issue. All right? So, and of course, keep it in mind that with regards to women, what will women have? It's always like that. In paradise, you're not going to have the same mindset as now, the jealous mindset. Even if you have just one husband, which most, in general, scholars say that the woman is not going to have other extra men. She's going to have her husband. And I know some of my clients say, tell me that that's not true because I don't want him. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you, know, and guide. But it's not in line with the fitrah anyway, right? Women don't have more than one husband in this world. And in this life, men have more than one woman in halal. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them in paradise. Well, bottom line is your heart will be satisfied, sister. So you don't have to worry. But we're just trying to understand so that the doubts don't creep into your heart and your mind in this dunya, which can cause problems of faith, iman. So, As-Sa'di, rahimahullah, says, and these will have wide, lovely eyes. Al-Hawra is a woman whose eyes are lined with kuhl, beautiful and bright. Al-Ayn refers to the beautiful and huge eyes. Okay, and the females, the eyes of the females are, they say, one of the most beautiful signs. They're like preserved pearls. They're pure, shining, covered, protected from people's eyes. Okay, from the wind and the sun. These are some of the commentary. In Tafsir of Sa'adi, page 991. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, Rahman, verse 58, in beauty they are like rubies and coral. Beautiful, right? Beautiful women. Again, the description is very, very detailed, right? Why? For men to be stimulated to look forward to that, to stop them from doing haram in this world, because you have something to look forward, inshallah, in the hereafter. Ibn Zayd said that they are like rubies and corals. They're pure and pearls and coral. They're pure in purity. Al-Tabari says that verily we've created them of a special creation and made them virgins, loving for their husbands only of equal age. Surah Al-Waqiyah, verse 35 to 37. Ibn Kathir said with the word uruban is, according to what Sa'id ibn Jubair said, that quoting from Ibn Abbas, that it means they're loving towards their husband. They're loving towards their husband and their husbands love them. Equal age, atraban, some of the scholars said from Ibn Abbas, that means of the same age, 33 years. As-Sa'di again said that atraban means that they are equal in temperament and they do not resent or envy one another like the women or co-wives of this life. SubhanAllah. Ibn Kathir says from Al-Hafidh Ibn Hajar that Mujahid says concerning them that they love their husbands and they are of equal age. And in Fathul Bari, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Ar-Rahman verse 70 that they have khayratun hisan, good and beautiful. Ibn Qayyim says they are described as fair and beautiful. The word khayrat is derived from the word khayara, which refers to women who combine all the good qualities outwardly and inwardly, physically and inside. Okay, so their goodness, attitude, everything, beautiful beauty, and so on. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes them as pure. Surah Al-Baqarah verse 2-5, at the end they shall have azwajun mutahhara, okay, purified female wives, and they'll abide therein forever. Hum fiha khalidun. Ibn Qayyim says that they are pure, they will not have any stool, any of these annoyances from this world, and pure from menses, urine, stool, and also from features which may exist of women in this world, such as they're pure from envy, annoyance of their husbands, meanness, they're mean and wishing for the husbands other than them. Subhanallah. Allah describes them as refraining from looking at anyone else other than the husbands, and so on. So there's a lot. Ibn Qayyim talks a lot about this. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless them. And they talked about, for example, every man who enters in paradise will basically, it describes they'll be purified and so on. Then each man will have two wives from the Hur line. Each man will have two wives. And this is narrated from Bukhari and Muslim. Okay, authentic, muttafaqun alayh. So each man will have two wives. Ibn Hajar rahimahullah says the stunning beauty of the Huri is like the marrow of her calves can be seen beneath her clothes. It's an expression to show her beauty, and of course it's only for her husband. In Fathul Bari he says that. Anas radiallahu anhu says the Prophet ﷺ said if a woman from among the people of paradise were to look out over the earth, she would illuminate everything with what in between them and would fill everything that is in between them with fragrance, and her scarf on her head is better than this world and everything in it. If she were to show her face, it would shine between the heaven and the earth. How beautiful is the light of her face, and how beautiful is the scent that is filling the space between heaven and the earth. Al-Hadith. Right? So there are a lot of descriptions when it comes to the Hur al-Ayn. Bottom line is, psychologically speaking, it's an encouragement for men to understand. A lot of men suffer from a lot of fitna. Now again, women would say, yeah, but they should just lower their gaze, they should do this, they should do that. Yes, but remember, when the Prophet ﷺ quoted these, said these ahadith, when the scholars said these ahadith, keep in mind that they're better than you and I. And they never said, well, they should never talk about this. They talked about this, the scholars have talked about this. Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani talks about this, Imam an-Nawawi talks about this, Ibn al-Qayyim talks about this. So many of the scholars talk about this, Sheikh al-Muthaymeen talks about this. Many of the scholars who are better than you and I have talked about it. Why? Because this is wahi. This is revelation. This is not something to be ashamed of, dear sisters and brothers. Right? But again, what's the objective of this video? Is to understand that first and foremost, okay, men and women are different. Allah has blessed men with a certain desire that is more apparent than in women. Women also have it, but it's inside. When you go to paradise, the stimulation, the promises that are made for men are not the same as the one that are made for women. However, when both of them enter paradise, they will not have this like, well, why didn't Allah tell about us that we're going to have men, maiden, men in paradise and this and that. It's not like that. Okay, my brothers and sisters, we have to understand it. We have to submit to the revelation of Allah, because we are falling into problems by slowly denying some of this revelation because of our jealousy, because we're thinking with the brain of this world, and that is getting us in trouble. We're thinking with the brain of the 21st century, which is poisoned by feminism and liberalism, and we need to return back to the Quran and Sunnah. All right, so I hope I explain it, what Hur al-Ayn means, what the scholars have said, as a motivation for the brothers to always keep focused towards Jannah, towards the reward in hereafter. For sisters to understand also that, yeah, a lot of sisters misbehave with their husband. And yes, I know some men misbehave with their wives, but here we're talking about a specific issue, right? And men are stimulated to know that if your wife in this life has given you trouble, sometimes have patience with her, because in the hereafter you're not going to have this. Even from her, obviously being more beautiful and more of a higher status than the Hur al-Ain, right? So there's a lot of motivation. It's not a competition, brothers and sisters, men and women, sisters specifically, have to stop thinking that everything is about a competition. Why not us? Why this? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, do not ask about what Allah has blessed some other over other, right? Just ask Allah of His khair and of His goodness. Why are you always looking at what, oh, Allah has given men this, or why this is unfair? How can we cannot say that. We have to submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Udkhulu fi silmi kafa. Enter Islam fully, full-heartedly. Do not doubt what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals. You'll have a better life, an easier time with your husband. You'll be able to understand and relax, inshallah.
Are you tired of all these annoying ads on YouTube? Are you worried that a haram video might pop up? Well, the One Islam TV app is here to solve these problems, inshallah. The One Islam TV app is 100% free of any ads and is safe to browse for your peace of mind. Watch or listen to lectures and lessons while you work, rest, or drive with your device switched off. Watch videos on demand or download videos and watch offline. Watch hundreds of high-quality produced Islamic reminders, Quran learning videos, stories of the prophets, and so much more. 2 to 4 new videos uploaded daily, inshallah. One Islam TV is 100% run and owned by Muslims, which means a small amount you pay for your subscription is a sadaqah jariyah, continuous charity for you, as we use the funds raised to continue producing more beneficial videos and reminders, inshallah. The One Islam TV app is now available on Apple devices, Apple TV, Android devices, Android TV, Amazon Fire TV, and Roku, so you can watch on most devices and smart TVs. Download now for a free 7-day trial. May Allah reward you for supporting our work.